problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
Why are the kids out here? Why aren't you ready for work?
Because I quit my job. I'm Django Unchained up in this... sign my own freedom papers.
What makes you think you can do this?
Drugs. And said drugs finally lifted a very confusing haze that had been lingering over me for some time now. Be honest with yourself. If this family was really happy, would I be having dreams about cheating on you almost every single night?
You have dreams of cheating on me?
I try to close my eyes and not take part in it, but I can't. Every single night I go to sleep, Toby's teacher comes in, school bus driver comes in.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, it's Kevin Nealon, and you're listening to the Homie Broadcast. Yeah.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operation will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. Welcome back to the program. Will Koontz here forever and always, or until I'm dead, or retire. Hopefully just retire, and then I'll die later. But not for, hopefully, 20 years. Hopefully I'll make some money, get to enjoy it. And then I'll die. And then you can just dump me in a ditch. And that'll be it. That's it. It's like to start the shows off on a positive, to me that is positive, but I know to other people that might be more morbid, but no, that's a cycle of life, my friend. Anyways, yes, back here, the Homemade Broadcast this week here on RadioSaintPete.com. Welcome. Enjoying your Sunday evening, I hope. I'm glad you're spending it with me. I certainly do appreciate it. I know Radio St. Pete appreciates it. We got to pull our weight here in this community, just by being here, showing up is really doing something. Anyway, hope you're having a good one. Thank you for tuning in. Good show this week. We have my good buddy, well, not good buddy, but buddy, she's my friend. I haven't seen her in a long time. Megan Habuda, she is the food person for Creative Loafing Tampa Bay, which is a local weekly paper here that's distributed. So we're going to talk about food and stuff. Good places where to eat here in Tampa Bay. This is definitely more of a local show, but I'm sure we'll get off into other tangents because that's what we tend to do here. So I still got stickers. I have a bunch of stickers still. If you want some, email me, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com, and put your address in there, and I will put some in the mail at no cost to you. Most people ask for a return to ship you a return envelope. I'm not doing that. I'll pay the 46 cents. Not a problem. I mean, I'm not rich, but I can afford a 46 cent stamp. That's not a big deal. I'm happy to do it. And, I appreciate you supporting the program. So make sure you do that. Make sure you like the Radio St. Pete Facebook page and the HMB Radio Facebook page. I'm sure you know how to find it. Just put it in the search bar. And on Twitter, Radio St. Pete on Twitter, and home_made_man on Twitter. And Radio St. Pete's got really good stuff. They retweet a lot of, the shows that are on here. You can find other accounts and other shows that are kicking butt here. The Rowdy Show, man, people love that thing. I see him on Twitter picking up steam. And I saw that we are one step closer to maybe getting an MLS franchise here, turning those Rowdies into the Major League Soccer's Tampa Bay Rowdies. So that's pretty exciting. That'd be cool to have another pro sports team here in the area. You know, we'll see. We'll see. As always, this program is brought to you by Tap House 61. That's right. Formerly Sly Bar. I'm pretty sure that Joe, who's the proprietor there, wants to just start over new. So we're not even going to mention the former name. This is Tap House 61 now, okay? Get it right. All right? Jeez. 2061 Central Avenue. I don't know what their website is now. I'm sure if you mention that former establishment, it will take you there. But go to Tap House 61 on Facebook for the time being and check them out. It's going to be interesting there. They did a great job with the renovations. I know Joe has a vision. I know he's going to do a great job with it. So check them out. And also my friend Chrissy Parker at Truvi Salon and Spa here in St. Petersburg. Get your hair did. Get your nails did. 8908 4th Street North. You can find them online at Truvi. That's T-R-U-V as in Victor Y, salonandspa.com. I know they do, like, you know, the normal stuff that you would see at, you know, a salon, you know, hair, nails, and all that. But then they do, like, Botox and stuff sometimes. So I know that's a happening thing with the gals these days. So you call and make an appointment, 727-329-9751. Thank you for supporting the program. Hey, if you want to sponsor this program, I would love for you to do that. That would be so great for me. Email me, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com, or call me. Any general questions, concerns, leave a message or a text on our voicemail line, 813-693-2124. If you missed that, just go to hmbradio.com, and the contacts are available there. Very good. Megan Abuda, Creative Loafing, Tampa Bay. We're going to be talking food this week. Yum.
This is like a rite of passage.
Yeah, it's a big deal. We're actually starting right now. We just started.
Because you've had like other CL people on, so yeah. I feel like I've made it.
Ray and Scott,
oh my God,
too.
You had Ray?
Ray and Scott, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Where did you find little Ray?
I found Ray through, I think I just saw on Twitter that he got Lilani's job as the music editor. So I was just like, oh, hey, while you're fresh, get you new. And did an interview with him.
He's the best, right?
Good guy. Yeah, yeah. He set me up with the Suburban Apologist people because I told him about my dilemma with getting canned pretty much immediately with you all. And then so he set me up with Suburban Apologist to do some writing for them. And then I don't know what happened, the Suburban Apologist. The kids that I had talked to are all gone now.
So is the it was a magazine, right? Is it dead?
I don't know. I have no idea. I see stuff posted on Instagram. I see stuff on not really Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Like Facebook, you can't see anything unless you pay to get it seen.
We talk about this all the time.
It's a hustle.
Paper, it seriously is. It's like crazy, like pay for play now. Whereas before it kind of wasn't, but now it's like for sure. Like your shit's not showing up unless
you're... Oh, yeah.
You're...
Don't curse. I forgot to tell you
Sorry.
That. It's okay. No problem.
Do
I should have told
like,
you beforehand.
Edit that now?
I can, yeah. I'll probably go in there and just snip it. Only take a minute. Yeah. Yeah, I know you will. Let's introduce you to the podcast. Megan Habuda, my favorite name to say probably in the world, is the editor at large for the New York Times food section.
I wish.
That's not right?
No.
Oh, I got
creative
my notes.
Loafing.
My,
yeah,
oh,
I got your
creative
notes
loafing.
Mixed
yes.
up.
Oh, man.
That notepad that's not open.
The Creative Loafing Tampa Bay. The food editor. Is that your title?
Yes.
So that's a pretty sweet job. And I was telling you earlier that I kind of credit myself a little bit with you getting into this job, not because I did work for you necessarily, but I was drunk one day and in a barbecue that we both attended.
Do you remember that? You obviously
vaguely,
remember.
Yeah. 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 I mean,
Leilani was there.
Yes, she was.
Who's that was at John's house or no?
Yes, that was in his...
On the 4th of July, I feel like.
That sounds right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, yep. And doing a little bit of day drinking, day eating, and we had some buds over at this mutual friends that we like and know. And did some drinking. And I remember you were apprehensive because you were working at Publix at the time. And your parents were trying to pressure you in.
Oh, my God.
To working at Publix.
Are we putting this on there?
Yeah. Is that okay? You think your parents will listen to this?
They might.
They might.
Mom,
well, we're not trashing mom and dad. I'm just saying, I think you made the right call. And I feel like steered you in that direction because I was, drunk. It was just follow your dreams. You know, your dream's important. And that's what you got to do. And then you did.
I did.
So I'm going to take 13% of the credit.
Oh, you can take way more than that.
Really?
I mean, there was multiple people, obviously, that I was like, hey, should I do this? Should I not? Like weighing my options.
But yeah.
You were one of those people.
Do you feel like you made the right... I mean, you must feel like you made the right choice at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely a gamble because Publix is a good company to work for.
It wasn't. I feel like, was that... Maybe I was so drunk and I was like, I love Publix so much. Everyone jokes about how obsessed with Publix I am.
Yeah.
Despite a lot of people Publix's, are. Like, flaws with the whole tomato penny thing.
Oh, okay. Right.
But
they're good
just,
to their employees, maybe not the people who pick their products, but to their employees are pretty good stock options.
Correct.
You know, and did you get insurance there? Health insurance?
Yes.
Whoa. That's a big deal. That's a big deal.
It was like security, so yeah. And not having been graduated from college yet before taking the job was kind of scary.
Yeah.
It was my first like writing, like professional writing job, I guess. I wasn't like freelancing while I was in I was, like, off and on for CL while I was still in school, but...
Did you do the school paper?
Yeah.
You did.
But, so...
That's good practice.
Yeah, other people did, like, the writing thing, though, and I was kind of like, I want a copy edit. So I, like, made my own job at the...
What's
USF.
Copy editing?
Just, like, reading every story and making sure AP style's correct. There's no weird phrases or, you know...
Man, I hate doing that. Having to look over stuff. Mm-hmm. You can't look over your own work because you, I mean, I can anyways because I have to have somebody else do it over because you'll just, it all starts to blend together.
That's
after
true.
A little while.
After
and it's yours. So it's just, you read it the way you wanted it to
yeah,
come out.
Exactly. But if I start looking at my stuff for like an extended period of time, I'll get like so anal. I'll be like, this word's too similar to this word.
Yeah.
Like I have to change.
And then it can be, you look at it too
shit.
Long and then it doesn't sound right.
Exactly.
Yeah. 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 So you pretty much went into this. I mean, would you consider yourself a novice at the job at Creative Loafing or do you think that you were prepared for the job?
When I took it, I definitely feel like I was more of a novice. And now that I've, like, made these connections and I'm, like, out in the field collecting story ideas or noticing what's there or what's been added to, like, a block, I feel like I'm more, I've, like, expanded my expertise.
Yeah, I mean, how long have you been in the job now? A couple years, right?
Yeah, like, probably a little over 2 years, maybe close to three.
That sounds right.
That's getting crazy.
I know. Time is just flying by. Can you believe it's already May?
No. Can it be April again, please?
No.
I just paid rent and I'm like broke right now.
I know. Well, that's the thing too with these jobs that we want to pursue in these media industries. They don't pay that great.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, how do you supplement that? What, or do you? Are you just getting by paycheck to paycheck?
I wouldn't say paycheck to paycheck, but because I've like, I have savings and I'm not really worried about like 401k because Publix was so good to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Again with the Publix, but.
Lifesavers.
I feel like now I'm like eating and drinking out all the time.
But I imagine you can expense that, right?
Some
or something?
Of it, right. But like on a normal, I feel like. Before I wasn't like, hey, let's go out 24/7. But
yeah.
Now I'm like, we have to go check out this new place and like do this stuff. But sometimes it's just like wanting to hang out and like see what's going on. Not really like going out for like work purposes. Like
right.
I just checked out that you liked my thing. I think one of them. about the new brewery that opened.
Oh, the boat, flying boat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been yet.
You haven't? Yeah. It was fun.
A couple friends went. They said it was nice.
Who?
My friend Nicole.
I feel like I remember.
And her man Not friend. Fella.
The one that calls me Pocahontas.
Could be.
No! What the heck was it? I don't remember, but.
Yeah.
If you hear this, you know who you are, who you fucking call me Pocahontas.
Man, you're going to give me a lot of work.
And I have no idea why he calls me that. Still no.
I don't know. I don't even know who you're talking about. So maybe if I knew the person, I could maybe explain a little better.
I'm going to think of his name and I'm going to shout it.
So, I mean, your job's got to be pretty cool, though. Because, I mean, do you determine where you go, or does the editor say, hey, we need you to go check out this place, and here's the CL credit card, and keep it under this much money?
I wish. Sometimes they're like, hey, like, you should really go here, because I can't know where mostly we have a restaurant critic, we have, like, freelancers, but I like to take control of mostly, like, the new openings, so breweries, bars, restaurants. And if I don't hear about something, someone usually is like, hey, you should get in touch with this person. But usually it's like really collaborative. I get to pick what I write about just because I oversee the section, but sometimes it's that, hey, look at this kind of.
How many do you have to put out in a week? Is it one a week or every day, or does it just
depend? It's definitely like, I feel like CL's, been in that transition like the other print newspapers where it's like we need to start focusing on web stuff along with print. And I feel like now, or at least this is my thinking of how I reframed my planning for the week, just print needs to be complementary to the website, I guess.
Yeah.
Where it's usually the other way around.
Yeah. I don't know how many people are buying newspapers at this point. But, I mean, I feel like as far as print goes, things like CL, the local weeklies, are the only things that will survive. Mm-hmm. Probably will be the only things that will be able to exist in print. Just because I still pick up a Creative Loafing or TBT or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not buying a Tampa Bay Times.
Exactly, yeah.
Because you can get, and I know now, like, they're charging for, I don't think Tampa Bay Times charges for everything, but I think some things you can buy a subscription. Maybe there's just no ads in it or something, I don't know.
Yeah, and the Business Journal on certain stories. I don't know even how they determine it, but they're doing, like, subscriber-only content.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the bigger, like, interesting, like, news stories, even, like, food stuff. I'm sometimes like, crap, like, I can't read this because I'm not a subscriber.
Yeah, once I see the, you must be, I'm like,
yeah.
I don't even hesitate. Like, oh man, I really want to read this. I'm just like, really? Oh well, that's it for this one. Yeah. See you later. Bye bye. It's just, it's really hard to, because there's so much media out there that if you can't find that exact article, you're going to be able to find something very similar.
Somewhere else.
Paraphrased somewhere else for free. Yep. So, I mean, I know that's a problem with this new realm that we're in as far as media goes. Everybody's getting fired, you know, a bunch of radio people just got fired.
Really?
From the last thing I heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The last thing I heard was that ESPN craziness.
They fired a bunch of people too. I don't know what it was at ESPN. There was a lot of things flying around. They had a thing where they were getting involved in the politics, maybe a little too much, and letting their beliefs show on air. And, like, I think people just want to watch ESPN for sports.
Yeah.
That's what they want to see. And people watch sports to get away from politics and life. You know what I mean? It's mind-numbing just at the task at hand type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it was other things, too, where they're losing money hands and foot, you know? But, I mean, I'm sure that's not... That's a concern of yours, too, I would imagine. Is your job ever going to become obsolete, you think?
I think about that sometimes. I think unlike other, I guess, papers, CL has that extra income with the space, which we rent out for events, and then the whole event every other month, or, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, they just did that Bloody Mary thing for Earth Day, and I think there's a cocktail competition coming up next month. So there's other avenues of revenue that we have.
Yeah, that's smart.
So
rather than just doing the paper, doing events too.
And maybe that's why those kind of niche papers like TBT and, like you said, CL will live on as well.
Yeah, it's the expand and contract type thing. And then you got to find these new ways of, I worry because I want to do, you know, radio and I see everybody getting fired and, you know, podcasting's taken over. You know,
that should
podcasting.
Be good.
It
How
is
long have
good.
You done this? You've done it for a while.
This must be 3 or 4 years when I started this. And in its current incarnation, probably at least 2 years where I started just interviewing people. Because I did the, remember Adam, my roommate?
Yes.
So I started it with him and we were just kind of.
I thought he might be here.
Gibber. No, he's got
I
a baby now.
Preparing.
He's. Yeah, no,
I
no.
The
he's,
baby was going to be on his.
Me. I know. He was doing his own show here, but I haven't talked to him in a few weeks.
Oh, okay.
Adam historically gets really excited about something.
Yeah.
Does it for a little while, and then that's it. So I assume that that would probably be the case, and he hasn't called me. And I'm not going to call you and say, are you going to do your thing?
Yeah.
Like, it's not my job. Yeah. So if he knows where to find me, he can call me. But I was out of town last week, and then, or the week before, and then I think he was just, I haven't heard from him yet, so he's supposed to record tomorrow. So we'll see. I don't know.
What's his podcast called?
It's called The Hurricane Hal Show.
Who is he, Hurricane Hal?
He is. That's him, yeah. And he does, now he's getting into, like, conspiracies and stuff like that.
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
It's pretty
he
bizarre
needs to
stuff.
Be here.
Yeah, I know. I hope he comes back and does his show. He does it with his brother-in-law,
okay.
And they're kind of big Trump guys, too. So they get into that realm. And then now they're backing off, though, because like I was telling you earlier, like Facebook was a colossal cluster for a while there.
Yeah.
And I would see his posts rubbing it in and then other people fighting with him.
Oh, my
and
God.
Like just scorched earth type of stuff where people talk to each other. And it's just like, this is your friend. You know what I mean? Like,
this,
you're crazy, man. But he said, you know, he was sick of it, too, sick of the way he was getting talked to. And, you know, he's ended some friendships over this whole thing, which is a shame. But
yeah, probably a lot of people have, which is sad. But
it is. And I feel like Facebook makes it too easy. You're too easily connected with people. You can get.
That was the point years ago, which is so scary, right?
I didn't know this, though. I didn't have. The Messenger app installed on my phone.
I love talking about this.
So do you talk to people with voice where you
this
can make
is
a phone
the
call?
Thing. So I feel like you started messaging me on Instagram because I wasn't answering Facebook because I don't have the Messenger app.
Right.
I can
Good
only
idea.
Get on it through when I'm on like my laptop.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't, that freaks me out. Whatever you're about to say, I already know. I'm like, no.
Well, I get my phone's ringing and I go to look at it and grab it and it goes, so-and-so's calling you from Facebook Messenger.
I'm okay.
Like, what? So I answer and it's just like a phone call. It's like, hey man, how's it going? I'm like, wait a minute. I don't like this. You're too easily accessible, you know, to me at this point and vice versa. This is too weird. Because maybe they obviously didn't have my phone number.
Wait, they don't have your phone number? Because definitely don't have my phone number on there.
No, I don't either. I'm not
so
doing
it just
that.
Connects through the app?
Connects through the app like a Skype.
Oh, my
thing.
God.
Yeah.
No.
Freaked me out. And ever since then, I'm like, what have I done? But now I use it too much, so now I'm kind of stuck with it.
Yeah.
But anywho, back to writing stuff. So when you go, like, you don't get an expense account? For creative, like you have to pay for your own stuff,
it's
and then
it's more like they don't give us a card. It's more like pay for it first, and then we can take
get
care
back.
Of it later. Yes,
gotcha.
Yes,
gotcha. Okay. Well, that's good to know. I would feel bad if you
ever came out to eat with me,
yes.
And then you, yeah,
we're talking business.
Got you.
I will definitely do that.
I need
you're
tasters
ready.
Sometimes because you know I'm a vegetarian.
Oh. I don't eat vegetables at all, so I would love to do that.
Perfect.
Sounds good. No, I eat vegetables. But, yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm in for that.
Always need meat eaters, so.
Yeah, so you don't eat. Then how do you do your job? Because meat's involved
know
in everything.
This?
Yeah, I think I did, but I kind of forgot.
It's like.
But there's so many things you can't eat. and can't experience.
It's true, but
have you had to take
like
a bite or something, even though you were like, I don't want to do this. This is murder. And then you have to do it anyways, and you're like, oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right when I, like, started, I don't want to say, it was, like, right around the time I started, I was judging a, like, food competition.
Okay.
And there was fish, only fish, which was okay because it wasn't red meat.
Fishes don't have souls, yeah.
I definitely ate the fish. And now I will break and eat seafood if I need to, but it's not like I'm the restaurant critic where my taste buds need to be on everything or.
I would imagine in your position, you would get asked to do that a lot, like chili cook-offs, like
exactly.
Those competitions.
So, that's funny that you've met Ray and everything. He just did the Grand Central one on behalf of CL, so because I couldn't. But there's always got my crew, like I said, got my network. So if I need a meat eater, I'm just going to call you.
Yeah, there's plenty of people that will definitely get down on some meat there. Mm-hmm. Do you not eat meat because it's murder, or do you not eat meat because yucky?
No, meat is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to throw that
is.
Out there.
Yes, it is.
It was more of I read a book, and then I was like, the environment's getting destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The animals aren't treated humanely
nicely
before they're killed.
Yep.
It was like multiple things.
Yeah.
Health reasons, too.
Health reasons in benefit of, because I understand, my understanding is that it's worse for you not to eat meat.
Oh, no. All the vegans tell you otherwise.
Oh,
I'm
bet
not
you
vegan,
they do.
But
yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it's, what about, I saw this thing, I'm not a huge fan of factory farming that we have now.
Yeah,
I also
yeah.
think it's a necessary evil just because we have to sustain the civilization that we've created, and
mm-hmm.
we have to have this mass-produced farming so people can
mm-hmm.
stay alive. Not a fan of it, though.
Same with, like, GMOs or...
Yes. I don't...
Yeah.
I think GMOs are a good thing.
Yeah.
I think that them making that corn that's fed billions of people that Monsanto
mm-hmm.
made. So I'm kind of like, I'm torn there, you know? I don't
yeah, exactly.
really... I like apples to taste like apples instead of potatoes, you know what I mean? Like, these things happen. And,
yeah.
But, yeah, again, probably it's a little weird to be messing around with nature and stuff that you're putting
mm-hmm.
in your body. Also think it's a necessary evil.
Yeah.
I forget where I was going with this now.
I don't know, but I like it. I agree.
Oh, I remember. What? I saw this article, and it was, they're going to grow meat in a lab.
I feel like I've seen stuff like that.
Would you eat meat from the lab?
I don't know that much about it. What? Is it not meat?
It's just cells. It's
oh,
just cells,
cells
that they kind of clone and then grow it up and turn into a steak.
I don't know. Has that been explored? Is that, like, ethical? I feel like
yeah.
somewhere someone's saying, no, you can't do that.
I'm
but,
sure
like,
some,
I mean,
yes,
I feel
no
like
doubt
I would
about
consider it.
Yeah. I feel like why not? Because what's the hurt? It's just cells.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like cutting off a fingernail and then they take your fingernail.
Oh, don't
and,
say that.
Not like your fingernail, but your finger, the part that's dead, you know.
The cuticle?
No, what's this part? The nail.
Oh.
The little white part. Not
yeah.
like ripping your nail off.
Still.
But yeah, I mean, it's kind of just like that, and then they just grow, you know, stuff from that. Take the stem cells and...
Even that, like, burger that supposedly bleeds with beet juice freaks me out, so I don't
yeah.
really know.
I don't, that sounds gross. I like beets, and that sounds gross.
Oh, see, maybe it's because I'm not that, like, huge fan of beets.
Maybe. So would you eat it? I mean, because I think that's going to be, you don't have to factory farm anymore.
You, like
you don't have to kill
future?
A bunch of animals. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, after you said the fingernail thing, I'm like, meh. But like I said, I feel like I would try it. I wouldn't be against it.
But if they explained it to you, because I think it's pretty, like, guilt-free
mm-hmm.
for the most part. Or would you still, at this point, I'm just on this path, I'm rolling with it. No meat for me. No, thank you.
No, because when I was younger, I was one of those who was like, I'm straight edge. I'm never going to drink alcohol. And now I drink booze for a living.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I actually...
So it's not strong convictions.
Of,
it's just...
I mean, it is, but it's like the labels sometimes. I feel like I just don't... Like, I don't want to identify as this or that. You get me?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
So, I've thought about that. As I've been not eating meat. Like, why do I need that vegetarian, like, label, I guess.
I mean, do you even throw it out there? Do you let? I mean, I guess you have to tell certain people if you're, you know.
Yeah, I usually say I don't eat meat instead of vegetarian, but either way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be the wave of the future. Robots are going to take over.
No,
they're going to drive cars.
Facebook is going to be doing everything for us? No.
I think it's going to be...
We cannot.
I think it's really going to be, like, you're not going to have to do anything you don't want to do. You're just going to get, like, food on your doorstep every day. Like, this nice, bountiful plants and meat that's cloned.
What movie was that? Wasn't Up. It was Up, wasn't it?
No.
Where it was, like, crazy people were on treadmills and...
Oh,
treadmills
yeah,
were, like, how we walked
Wall-E.
Around.
Wall-E, yes.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's what it's going to be like. Because there's going to be technology that's just going to catch up and it's just going to make everything so much easier. You have self-driving cars. And then people are already doing it. They're just plugging in the machines now without the wire.
A mic, like, attached to your head and you can, like, do your podcast wherever.
Yeah, and just do it in the virtual world. Mm. I won't even have to just lay down in bed. It's going to be great.
So
no, it actually scares me.
So you still have to edit this then? This isn't, like, live... I wasn't
it's
sure
not
how
live.
You've evolved
I don't,
now that you...
I don't edit because I don't really have a program to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I like the free-form radio feel of it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm lazy. So those three things equate into what you see today.
Cool.
So then I'll add a little bit at the beginning. After you leave, I'll record my intro and then my outro. And,
got it.
You know, yeah.
Creative Loafing always talks about doing a podcast.
They should.
So, you think so?
Absolutely.
Like, with our stories of the week or whatever.
You'd be a sucker not to.
Yeah.
They're
like
the
it's...
wave of the future, and they're super easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just takes, I mean, I don't know what, how long you were talking about, but I mean, you sounds like something short, 15, 20
thing.
Minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, yeah, 20 minutes, half hour.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everybody, I mean, every outlet should have one. Why mm-hmm. not? That's what I'm trying to get it. I'll do it. I'll do all these.
Yes.
I don't care. Yeah, yeah. I'm down. I got hooked up with Side Splitters, but the guy,
that's
you know,
exciting.
The club. Yeah. So I was supposed to do, I'm doing the cities, you know, that one.
Yeah. Did Rick sit in one of these chairs?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah. He came over. He brought me that brick
not.
Over there. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He loved it. It was
he
a great time.
What?
He brought me that brick. See that pier brick?
Oh my God.
Yeah. 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 Nice
it's
guy.
So exciting.
He doesn't, I don't really see him. That's Ben Kirby and Kevin King. Pretty much do the podcast with me. He did pop in the other day, last week, or last 2 weeks.
But does 3 weeks. So that's not filmed there. It's filmed here.
No, that's in City Hall.
Oh.
We set up.
Okay.
And I think we're going to do a visual aspect of that one. We're going to do like kind of a round table with like cameras and stuff.
That'd be fun.
I would like that very
yeah.
much. Because I don't think anybody knows about it. I keep telling them, hey, this is kind of a cool thing that you guys are doing. And I think you're ahead of the game. I don't know how many cities have podcasts.
For, yeah.
Directly from the mayor's office, you
exactly.
know what I mean? And they're like, "Yeah, I know. We should really do something." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know." And then just nothing gets done. So I wish people knew more about it because I think
yeah.
it's a cool thing. But yeah, I mean, if you're not every outlet should have something. They're super easy to do. You know, as long as you have a microphone. I mean, you can even record off your dang phone now.
I know, but then you get I don't know what like. Editor to get, and like you said, you don't use one.
You don't.
It's
I mean,
just
you
like
don't necessarily need one. I mean, if you don't want cursing, just, you know, I mean, there's...
Don't curse.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten to the point now,
sorry.
You know me too, that I
yeah.
curse like a sailor, but I've gotten so comfortable in front of this thing that I just know not to curse. And I thought that was a kind of like a radio thing, or, you know, you just know not to do it. But I had Fisher in here one time, like a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That guy cursed so many times. Unbelievable.
Oh my God.
A wily old radio veteran of 20 years, I think.
Yeah.
And he was dropping F-bombs all over the place. Couldn't believe it. So.
Do you do a bleep or it's like cut?
No, I just kind of mute it out. You can just kind of like just snip the little thing out. I probably won't even bother. But see, this is the beauty that even though it's on Radio St. Pete, it's internet radio. So we don't really have rules. I just try to do it to be compliant, just in case. Just easier, you know? Why
yeah.
Just go with the flow and, you know, go with the rules.
Play by the rules. Well.
Yeah, that's what I do. I try to push the boundaries as far as possible. So what do you think the future of writing and media is going to be?
Tough question. Definitely online. I don't know if it'll be necessarily blogs. Do you read blogs?
No.
Or no?
No.
I really...
See, I don't even really know what I do read. I read quite a bit of things, but I feel like it's just like stuff that I see on Twitter. See,
exactly.
I feel like the future is that a lot of these... Everything kind of exploded apart, and everyone's doing independent-type media now.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's podcasts or, you know, like, I Love the Berg started up their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, things are going to have to come back together, I think, and we're going to have to form, like, alliances and partnerships.
So you think it'll be, like, community-driven?
Yeah.
More than it is now.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I think the local outlets are going to be the ones that really survive.
Because
if you're getting real
true.
News, it's going to be, yeah, you're going to go to the, you know, CNN or whatever. Or a lot of people find their own people that they trust, independent outlets like
but
Cover
that's
National.
What people say is so great about the Times or Creative Loafing, because they are local. And sometimes those local stories turn into huge, like, national things. But I wouldn't doubt that it becomes this kind of I Love the Berg. I know there's, like, the Local Dish and, like, all these...
Yeah, I mean, people
kind of magazines that people are putting out.
They have Instagram accounts, and
yeah.
that's kind of their blog now. They write, you know, a couple paragraphs, and, you know, it's like the people go eat food and take a picture of it.
I'm just so surprised about how many of those St. Pete has.
A lot. Yeah, I was
so
looking
many.
The other day. So
how...
many. And they all have, like, thousands of followers. It's amazing.
I know.
People love looking at pictures of food.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. I got to be honest, I'd much rather see pictures of food than people's kids.
I'm totally with you.
it's infuriating. Nobody cares about your
kid.
Sorry. I like kids too. I think babies are cute, but
you
know. Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting old now. I'm like ready to get a wife and like have kids. But I don't, you know, I'm not going to torture other people if I do have kids with this stuff.
Okay.
I mean, you know, maybe you set up a group for grandma and she can see her own little photos in there, but My friends are out of control with the pictures. Too many pictures.
I follow your friends, I know.
It's out of control, isn't it? I think you know exactly who I'm talking about.
Who I will not
Yes.
name.
Yes. He knows too. He's not dumb.
But you have to follow his wife or his girlfriend and him. So
yes.
That's like double duty right
oh
there.
Oh my God. I mean, it's insane.
None of my friends have started having babies, like close friends, but they're all getting married.
Yes.
We're in that stage.
So
now.
That's another year or two. That's going to start happening. Yeah.
Like someone just bought their house together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I'm going to start seeing all that fun stuff.
Yep. Yep.
I'm in my first wedding though.
Oh.
Have you ever been in a wedding?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Multiple,
yeah.
Multiple probably.
Yeah.
I have no friends.
Who's getting married?
My really good friend from Cape Coral, Ashley.
Oh, okay.
And she's marrying my other really good friend, Ken. So I get to wear sage green.
Oh, lovely. How old are they?
Both like 24, I think.
Ooh, that's a little young.
Is it young?
I think
that's
so.
I feel like that's like the ideal age they tell you.
Really? 24?
And then you start having kids, yeah.
I was a...
Like little.
I remember being 24 years old. I wasn't...
I feel like that's when I met you, when you were...
Yeah, I was kind of a wreck. But then again, I've always been a little behind everybody else, I think, so...
Mm.
Like, even in my friend group now,
yeah.
Like, I'm the black sheep. Everybody's making $100,000 a year,
no.
Driving Audis, owning homes. Yeah, I swear, everybody is except me. And they're like, yeah, we're talking about doing a vacation to Switzerland, so if you want to go, I'm like, that sounds great. I would love to go. I cannot, but I would love to go. Get me a pin
Dang.
From Switzerland. And we'll see. Yeah, it's...
Piece of chocolate.
I don't want to, you know, I'm not jealous. I mean, I'm jealous, but I you know, I got my own path. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, it sucks. It really does. Everybody's doing all this cool stuff, and I'm just like, I don't think that's ever going to happen to me.
Like, I feel like I need a passport. Do you have a passport?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but then there's, like, so many cool, like, U.S. cities. Who needs a passport?
That's true.
Right?
I'm not traveling anywhere overseas at this point. I went on a cruise to Nassau.
Why are you scared?
I'm scared.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes, I am scared.
What?
And I went to Nassau, the Bahamas. I've been to the Bahamas years ago, not on Nassau, though. Nassau is the main island where, like, the capital is.
Okay.
It's hell on earth. It is the worst place I've ever been to in my life. Just half broken down buildings, people sitting next to half broken. I mean, it's a
You're
war
not
zone.
You're not supposed to see that part.
That's where the port is. You go right in there,
oh, really?
And it's people that just harass you to get your hair braided. And I was like, this is not fun. I went to the Bahamas. It was fun. We were stayed off
NASA. I was going to make a comment about your hair, but no, I won't.
Well, go ahead.
No, it's what do you like have to say? Fit for hair breeding.
It is. I understand.
It's a beautiful
I know.
Head of hair.
And the ladies would not leave me alone. They wanted to braid it so bad. And some child went, can I touch your hair? And I went, yes.
They did not say that.
They did.
I don't believe you.
I swear it happened. But I was just like, yeah, go ahead. And then they touched it. She went, okay. And then went about her business. And I was like, all right. I thought, though, I was like, did she put, like, a tracking device on me? Because I'm paranoid.
Oh, my God.
Like, and they're going to come find me later. And
is your fucking webcam, it's covered.
Yeah.
That's what mine looks like.
I'm
exactly.
Paranoid. And you saw the WikiLeaks stuff. Like they.
We're in the same boat.
Yes. I'm
like,
very
what
paranoid.
What if they watch just, like, watching porn and shit? They probably do watch us.
Yeah.
I fucking covered it.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I've. That's why I just have it covered up, you know, and I'm a silent masturbator, so they don't know any wiser. I just stay quiet the whole time, and it works, and that's good. Megan Habuda is here. We're getting ready to wrap up here. I'm trying to think of a good journalism question we could end this on.
No, I like your unconventional questions.
Though. Something that would nail it home, because we never really did get the future of media. Yeah, we did. We could kind of touch base on it.
I think we're in this.
Where do you want to be? Like, where do you see yourself in this career path you've chosen, ideally,
oh
if you could have any job?
Any job?
Any job that you wanted to.
Now that we've kind of talked about, like, the future, we threw around before I graduated, me and, like, a couple other people, about launching our own kind of publication like you were talking about. I wouldn't mind doing that. I mean, through CL, I've, like, connected with so many people, met so many people. I just feel like maybe doing my own thing eventually is, like, what I'm supposed to do. So I wouldn't mind doing that. And now that I've been writing about food and I kind of wasn't in that realm before, like, me and my boyfriend have talked about launching our own, like, food kind of business. I would love to own coffee shop and just like.
Yeah. I think that's going to be the future of jobs is a lot of things. It's going to be a lot of different things.
Yeah.
You're going to be doing stuff, you know, and owning your own business. If you can do it on your own and be your own boss,
mm-hmm.
that is the way to do things. I would love to work at the Bone or whatever and have a show on there, you know, 5 days a week. That'd
mm-hmm.
be terrific. Just because I like the romantic idea of doing that. This is what I picture in my head of someone who's works in radio. You know what I mean? Like being a morning show host. That's a romantic idea to me. Is it feasible and obtainable at this point? I'm not so sure. I think I have a better shot doing what I'm doing here with this.
Mm-hmm.
And providing that local coverage here for the Tampa Bay area.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to keep both going. Even if I did get a show, I would keep this podcast going just for a backup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like I have that romantic kind of idea about just like the market scene. I love all that local stuff and all the cool stuff you can find like at the Saturday morning market or whatever. I just feel like I would love to like sit at the booth every weekend. And I'm sure I know it's hard. Harder than, like, I'm thinking about it being.
And it doesn't pay very well
exactly.
either.
Exactly. But we've talked about, he's into cocktails, so we've talked about doing, like, a bitters thing. But I feel like that would be fun.
Well, the future is whatever you want it to be. And you can do whatever you want as long as you, what is it, if you do something you love, you won't work a day in your life.
That's what it is.
Nonsense. That's total nonsense is what I found out. I dread having to do this once a week sometimes.
Just because all the work that's involved.
I love it now that I'm doing it, but I think about it, you know, it's stressful. What are you going to talk to this person about? Because I don't prepare things. I don't keep a calendar with marking things down, appointments and all that. It's all up here in the old dome.
It is dangerous.
It's a dangerous way to live, but I like to live on the edge. And, you know, it takes a lot out of your day. You can't, hey, we're going to dinner. Do you want to go? I can't. I got to do a podcast today.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it does, and especially when you're not getting compensated for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. But you have to put in, I'm working hard now so you can be lazy later. If it does pick
it's
up and be successful.
It's a good way to look at it.
Because I am
so good.
Inherently lazy, very lazy. Megan Habuda, we're going to leave it at that. Where can people find you online?
Meg Habuda is my Twitter handle, and sealtampa.com is where you can find all the articles I write.
Very good. I will come eat your meat soon.
Yay!
All right, there you go. Megan Habuda, CL Tampa Bay. We didn't really talk too much. I meant to ask her about food and stuff, where best foods were. But she's my bud, and I hadn't seen her in a long time, so just kind of went off on a tangent. I hope you enjoyed, regardless. Email me for stickers. I still got a bunch of stickers. TheHomemadeBroadcast@RadioSt.Pete.com. Like the Facebook pages, Radio St. Pete and HMB Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Radio St. Pete. And follow me on Twitter at @home_made_man. It's been lovely. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned for Frank Rivera's Jazz Show. Coming up after that is the Indie Circuit here on Radio St. Pete. If you're listening on podcast, well, I certainly appreciate it. Make sure you rate, subscribe. It only takes a second. Helps us out tremendously. I can't tell you how much. Nice talking to you. Will Koontz, HMB Radio, Radio St. Pete. See you next weeky. Bye-bye.
Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more. Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.